Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth. Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines. You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show. Now live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, Milltown. Bailey Coleman in for another edition of Truth Be Told. Our other guest host today, well, I guess you're not a guest, right, Tony?
I am. I'm America's guest. You know, I'm everywhere.
You're America's guest.
I'm America's guest.
Come on. I love that.
And my guy, Tony Smith. And, of course, my good friend, Jay English.
Good morning,
gentlemen.
Good morning.
We here.
Milwaukee.
Milltown.
Y'all all cold up in here today.
Oh, it
Man,
is
what happened out
disrespectful
here?
Out there.
Yeah, I walk outside, that wind slapped me and said, go back to bed.
Man, I got my alarm set, right? So it comes on nice and smooth. I got some music, some nice, easy listening music that wakes me up. And then when I tell the alarm to go off, then, you know, Alexa pops on. She's telling me, oh, good morning. It's 6 degrees and more. I said, what?
Right.
She started off on the wrong foot.
No. I thought she messed up. I go, Alexa, what's the temperature? 6 degrees. I was like, oh, man. I got to think about my wardrobe suddenly.
Okay. Like, okay.
I got a short walk.
It's talking about them long johns.
Short
come
walk.
On,
a short walk from the parking structure, but man.
No. You got to come out here ready.
No.
You feel it in like 2 minutes.
Me and my friend say, I had to break out the monster today. You know, that heavy coat.
The big coat.
That
yes.
big,
don't want to come down to your knees.
Exactly. No, I mean, you know, sometimes you wear those short ones, but this ain't short jacket weather. No, not today.
You got to be fully armored up.
Yes,
I was walking yesterday, and I bought last 2 years ago. I finally bought a real winter coat.
Okay,
I mean a real.
You got it for a real one.
For a real one, where you can like actually be outside for a couple minutes, and it ain't gonna touch you.
Right.
Right. But, you know, you go outside, like this little jacket I got today. I mean, I only wore it because I got to do some stuff and I don't want to be, because this jacket I got is hot. Like, I can't go in the grocery store with this jacket.
Okay.
You be in there sweating.
Man, I'll be in there sweating.
Yeah.
It's one of those that they take up to the mountains because it's got straps on the inside.
Because, okay.
So you take it off and just wear it like a backpack.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's
a
serious
really ready.
Jacket. Oh, the thing is heavy. Like, no one can believe. Like, I go, look how heavy this jacket is.
Yeah.
It is absolutely heavy.
So you got like a full-on parka.
But it's not. It only goes to like mid thigh, so it's not all. It's not the long one,
mm-hmm.
but it's a mid thigh. But it is heavy duty.
Got that mountain range parka,
and it should. I'm like, right. Man, the thing costs like $800.
Oh yeah, see, I ain't gonna have one of them. I'm sorry, you left me.
Right,
I was with you all the way till you hit $800.
He said $800.
I can do without this. I don't need the straps.
Guess
I'm good.
What? I'm not gonna be cold outside.
No, you're
not. You are absolutely.
You gonna be warmer than me.
But the problem is though, then your bottoms don't match. So when I was walking, man, my legs were
your legs were frozen
from the knee down. I was like. I need some more.
See, bro.
So I need some more comfort.
Get them long johns. I'm telling you. You need to pull them out.
Up here, I'm
get them
good.
Thermals.
Up top, I'm good.
And, right.
You know, I got the big furry hood on it. I'm good up top. Man, my legs, ankles. I'm like, oh, my God, that hurts.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
I'm fully covered head to toe.
You
I'm ready.
You fully covered?
I'm fully covered.
You
I don't feel nothing.
You don't feel nothing?
Not by the time I get dressed. I don't feel nothing.
Yeah, but see, you can't go nowhere because you're sweating. You try to go in the store.
Exactly.
You know what? I'd rather be sweating. I'd rather be hot than cold. I'm that guy. Like, if it's under 75, I'm struggling. So I'd much rather be hot than in here sweating
and
wiping my head with napkins.
But see, the other problem is, like, so even when you bundle up that much, like, you get in the car, now you got to peel it off.
Yeah.
Like just roll the window down, man. No, you
absolutely.
Good.
Come on.
No,
roll the window. It's 6 degrees out, son.
You know what?
You might roll the window down.
I straight turn on the AC in my car when that happens.
See?
Because, I mean, you know, the car, of course, has to be totally warmed and everything.
Yeah.
But I tell you, this coat here, it may not look like a whole lot, but I ain't cold.
Right.
Ain't nothing cutting through that.
Hey, that coat got the chinchilla in the hood.
Yeah,
it
got the whole deal. It got the
ready.
Whole deal.
Man, you got to have it around here.
I mean, you
yes,
absolutely
you do.
I have a full-on parka, though. It just has another station's call letters.
Hey, yours
on it,
got
so
the little, you got the little straps in yours.
I got the straps in there and everything.
This, okay.
This is a real
deal. It's a serious tracker.
Real deal, real deal. But, you know, I can't, if there's one thing, I can be hot, but I cannot be cold.
I'm with you. I can't do it.
Not.
Can't be neither.
I can't. You know what? I can't be full on hot either.
I'm hot.
You know?
Boy, I start sweating. I start cramping up. Oh,
you
see? Oh,
man, you catch a cramp in here, it's over.
Oh, man.
Yeah, me and my wife be arguing. She like it cold. I can't. I need it 74 degrees in the house. So I'll be struggling.
No, now when I'm going to sleep, it's a whole different situation.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I like just hot. A hint of coolness.
A hint.
Yeah, you got to be cool.
I mean, just
sleeping.
A little.
What's a hint?
To go to sleep.
I was gonna say.
It, you know, a ceiling fan will help.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
That's all I'm saying. Other people might get a little.
No, that makes sense.
You want a little breeze coming through there.
I want a little breeze. It helps.
Got you.
I can't sleep with it too hot, though.
Yeah, me either.
Man, see, I grew up, we didn't have no AC. We didn't have, like, stuff just didn't work during the wintertime. My parents would not let us turn the heat up past, like, 67.
Oh,
they were not
good.
Paying
I'm
that
good.
Bill.
Wow.
So I can't. I think they traumatized me. I just can't.
You know what?
I'm good there.
Yeah.
67?
Okay.
It's a nice temp.
Bro, I'm in there, teeth chattering.
Any hotter than that? I'm sweating under the
really?
Sheet.
Yeah.
I got a weighted blanket, too.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I have one, too.
Love
yeah.
weighted
blanket.
Those.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
But again, if I get too hot, yeah, I'm going to start sweating. All of a sudden, I'm trying to move it. You know, I try to move your leg, and that weighted blanket is a little heavy.
It won't let you go.
Trying to move around with
silly.
That weighted blanket.
Yeah, that weighted blanket won't let you move,
that's
bro.
That's why I got to be what? Real chilly up in there. Like, I got to be like,
You wake up thinking somebody that laid on top of you. That bad boy.
I love that blanket, though.
I love mine, too.
Love
I absolutely love my weighted blanket.
Yes. Have you ever tried a weighted blanket?
I have, man. So, like, my wife is Hispanic, and apparently they make some of the best ones down in Texas. Her mama brought one that was, like, 27 pounds. Man,
what
I
size
put that,
of the bed? King or
ours is the queen okay. size bed. I put that blanket on. It was amazing. That's the best sleep I ever had in my life.
I love that weighted
blanket.
It's
really calming.
Yes.
You know, well,
I feel like somebody was holding me.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like
you're
getting hugged.
Right. Well, when you go in the dentist office, it's the same thing, right? When I go into the dentist office, shout out to Dr. T.L. Boyd. I like
got a shout out, okay.
I like to keep the weighted blanket on me, you know, because they put those on you when you're doing like X-rays.
X-rays,
stuff.
Yeah.
They always think I'm crazy, but it's so calming.
So you walk in and be like, "Hey, y'all, bring me the X-ray blanket."
Whether I'm getting them or not.
Well, you're just getting a checkup. I know.
I know. I need to be held for a moment,
okay.
Just in case that little toothpick has some rays or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Forget y'all. Forget y'all.
We know what you be in the dentist doing. Bring me that X-ray blanket.
It's very calming, though.
Bring me two of them. I want one for my legs, too.
You know, don't play, okay? Because they only go so far,
that's
right?
That's right.
I mean, that's real. But I love having it on my bed at home.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That is nice.
That is amazing. Except for when you get hot.
Yeah, because
then get hot,
you can't just kick it. You can't just kick it and move it.
No, you can't.
You got to wake up.
Just, you got to, like, lift it over with your
hand. Yeah, take some force.
Like you said, you
better be ready
to
pull a muscle trying to move
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, man. You accidentally roll up in that blanket, it's over.
Damn.
Y'all are absolutely nuts. Well, we got a lot coming your way inside this edition of Truth Be Told. We got a lot of topics to hit, and one of them that we're definitely going to talk about is our former First Lady, Michelle Obama.
Yeah, she's just keeping it all the way real right now.
Michelle is keeping it so real.
She doing what we be saying people should do. What she actually
but
doing
she
it.
She is actually doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she be like, no, I ain't doing that.
You're like, if ain't nobody got time for that was a person.
It be Michelle Obama.
Got time for that.
You going to Jimmy Carter funeral? No, I ain't going. I ain't going. And you sit next to who? No, I ain't going.
No, exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Wait,
that's exactly
who you
what it is.
Oh, nah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
A total black move.
Okay.
Who going to be there?
Right.
Who we sitting next to?
Right.
No.
Right.
Nah,
you know,
I ain't going
to
make it.
If people do that to me, I'd be so mad. Like, I'd be like, you know, hey, you want to go play golf? They were like, oh, who's playing? Nah, forget
right,
it. You
right,
ain't going,
right,
dude.
Right.
Don't be asking me who's
hey,
going.
That is a black
exactly.
move, though. You
I mean,
know
I ask you to play. If you don't want to play, no.
How many times have you done that as a black person?
Yes. Who going to be there? Bro, we kicking it in my house.
It.
Yeah, who coming?
No. I'd be like, okay, now where we going?
Yeah.
And who going? We was cool till you said so and so. See, when you said they name, it made a different thing come into. You know how that goes.
As you asked me who's going, your invite is retracted.
Right, exactly.
No more invite. You
know, we want to know who going and who cooking. Those are the two questions.
Who going, who cooking.
That's it.
And those are the two main questions.
Yes, and
right?
She really don't care. She like, hey, who going? Yeah, I'm not gonna be there.
She's not going.
I ain't inviting you now.
Exactly.
Y'all just listen up out there. If I ask y'all to go somewhere, don't be asking me who's going. You know how I get offended? Because I'm like, first of all, like we were talking about people you work with or friends.
Right.
Yeah. Knowing everybody. Like, why am I going to invite you? And I know you don't get along with so-and-so. I didn't invite so-and-so.
Right.
Or else I wouldn't have invited you in the first place.
Right.
I already got everything covered. I'm just asking, do you want to go?
You know, we feel like we got a check, though.
Nah, ain't no checking. If you feel like you got a check, get up out of here.
That's all I'm saying.
I ain't messing with you, though.
If you feel like you got a check, you should know.
I feel disrespected when they ask that question. Like, I didn't already do that work for you.
Yeah.
Right.
I already parsed out who gets along with who.
Right.
I'm not going to ask you to go play golf or come hang out with a dude or a person you don't like.
Right.
So you're not
everybody
already
expected do that, though.
I was about to say, that's not everybody.
Why would you, though?
Listen.
Who wants drama?
A lot of folks.
I ain't trying to have no drama.
A lot of folks.
I mean, the only thing that would probably be different is if, like, let's say I got a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, y'all gonna have to get along today. Or decide not to come. Whatever you're gonna do.
Exactly.
This ain't about y'all right now.
Yeah.
Or about y'all beef.
Exactly.
Y'all better throw that beef somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got a party or I got a wedding or
boom.
This is something else. This ain't got nothing to do with y'all.
Nothing to do with it. We just going out
for a week, kick it. That's different.
Yeah.
But this is a special occasion for somebody else. They got nothing to do with you. Park that other stuff somewhere else.
Exactly. Not up in here.
And I don't want to see it.
We're also going to talk about the Senate confirmation hearings that kicked off yesterday.
The clown show? Come on.
Tony, tell us how you really feel.
I mean, we're going to let you have your own platform to kick really it off.
I'm really disgusted with it.
He got a rant ready.
Disgusted with it.
Okay, he got a whole rant.
Yes, he do.
I really don't.
I mean, I wish I would.
So done
you
with
know
it.
What? I'm gonna let you have your. I'm gonna let you have the mic by yourself for a minute when we come back, because you really got
some strong feelings about that one.
Got some strong issues.
I don't know whether I'm mad or sad. Maybe a little both.
Probably a combination.
Yeah, probably a little both.
Yeah, I know it's a combination, and I feel you on that because you know what, folk be out here tripping in these streets.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk about the Senate confirmation hearings, which kicked off yesterday. You're on 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, this is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth in the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I'm Bailey Coleman. Along with me, guest hosting today, my guy Tony Smith and my guy Jay English. Gentlemen, how are you this morning?
Pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing well
over
here.
Good.
Doing well.
All right, y'all.
Well, I am. I'm waiting for what Tony got to say because I don't know if he's doing well.
He got a whole situation over here this morning.
He came straight in the door. What we want to talk about today?
No,
Senate confirmations.
Exactly. That's it. He just threw everything down. Threw the mic down and said, that's it.
Right.
That's it. It was a total farce. Whatever else he said. I was like, Tony, come on, bro. But I told him, I'm going to give you your own podium here for a moment.
I'm trying to mess up my day today.
Man, go ahead. It's 6 degrees
on,
outside.
I'm going to be real brief
on this. It's 6
okay,
degrees. Your
on.
Day messed up already. Go ahead and get the rest of it.
No, I mean, I'm sure everybody's been looking at the Senate confirmation here. Pete Hegseth was on the stand getting grilled.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm just watching this, and he is like, it's like he's in court. Like he's right. on trial
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like,
that's
kind
of how those Senate hearings are.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that's what it's turned into now.
See, that's what I'm talking about. This is the problem. It's like he's on trial for like stuff that he did. I posted on my Facebook yesterday. I go, listen, do not run for public office.
No,
if you ain't ready for the smoke.
They're coming.
Everything
for you
did in your past, yes. high school, yeah. college, they're coming for
elementary.
You.
They don't care.
They do right. not care. I've always said I could never run for office.
No.
Because I got too much. I mean, a lot of people got lost.
No.
I mean, unless you walk that straight and narrow.
And now it's just gone way over the top. So they'll have a team to go research your past. Look, talking to people from high school that
you
went to college, see Absolutely. If they got any stories about you.
So they can bring it up in the hearing. Yeah.
Correct. This is what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? But that's kind of always been the way. It's nothing. That's nothing new when it comes to Senate confirmation hearings. But the thing is, they're looking into his character. And because he in particular, has had so many
mishaps, questions.
And then the fact that usually a person would be investigated by the FBI and all of the incoming administration, they don't want none of that. No FBI research, no nothing. So, I mean, with that being said, you know.
Because they all know they're dirty. That's why.
Well,
all of them dirty.
Let's not investigate too hard.
Right. You know, I mean, it's customary for people from the prior administration to their FBI people to investigate the incoming administration.
Yeah.
You know, just like if Donald Trump did not do that to Joe Biden, that's on him. You know what I mean? But that's what's customary.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, think about it. I'm be honest with you. By the way, if you have comments, you want to share in this, you want to get in on this conversation, 833-212-1017. That's the True Talk and text line. 833-212-1017. Okay, so here's the thing, right? I would want that to happen just to show everything's above board for the people that I have coming in. But I am not everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. Clearly. You would want those people, but
no. Nah, but see what they do today, though. This is a problem, though. So right now we got Republicans are in. So
right.
Yep.
Democrats are going ham.
Right.
They're just,
yeah.
They're pulling out every stop. They're trying to uncover everything. But when the Democrats are in, they don't want the nonsense. They're calling it BS. They go, "Oh, this is garbage. This is, you know, shouldn't be doing this. You just did it."
Yeah,
like
but
you just did the same thing.
It's so total, it's revenge politics,
it's,
though. It's
it
like
is.
What
it
you did
is.
To me. Trust me, when it's my turn, I'm gonna do it back. And
but we'll say this on the inauguration: you're not gonna have a bunch of Democrats up there trying to stop him from being, you know.
No, I don't see that one now.
That's not happening.
I don't see them rushing the Capitol
now,
this year.
They may play in this little back and forth.
Yeah, they ain't doing that.
But and I also say this, if Republicans band together, then they have enough votes to get old boy across anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, they do. 100%.
I mean, but I think what it in the finer sense of it, in a different, you know, sort of view, they're looking at this man for real. This is like somebody that has absolutely no experience.
Well, they value that though now.
In this area.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, we need change. We need different.
That's being valued right now. Like,
we need somebody who knows something.
That you don't have top level experience, we find that valuable.
And you know what? I will say this. It's not like they're asking or we're asking illegitimate questions. As a matter of fact, the report that was done on him was so lackluster that none of the things that you would actually want to hear about or understand, you know, so was in the report. Right. So they had to go digging.
Of course.
You know, because and if you leave it to their devices instead of giving them the material that they're asking for and you leave it to their devices to go dig, then of course they're going to come out with partisan stuff.
Well, I mean, of course they are. The whole thing they got now is like you said, like the qualification for the job. Now, the top one is be loyal to Trump.
Yes.
That is the top one.
Yes, absolutely.
Everything else is optional.
But it should not
experience.
Be.
Experience. No,
but it should not.
We know
I mean, let's look at it.
And it's not with most candidates.
Exactly.
Or most jobs, or most businesses, or most life.
Absolutely.
You got to be. I mean, he won't even say that if, you know, Trump gives an illegal order.
Yeah.
Right.
Is he going to,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, stand up to him? Ricky, he won't even say that.
Ricky, do you have that audio from
like,
the...
I would be like, bro, you got to...
Now, I found that extremely questionable because that's a simple question.
Oh, correct. And he avoided that's simple. Everything.
Which you're supposed to... Like, you would think, like, I'm in front of the world and they're asking me, if this dude tells me to do something illegal, am I just going to do it?
Bro.
And I can't say... And I just can't say, no, I'm not going to do anything illegal.
I mean, think about this.
Because thank you.
You know what Trump's going to say to you if you did that.
Oh, yeah. You,
well, it's over.
He's scared of Trump. He's not scared of the people.
No, but here's the master of all of that, right? He doesn't have... Trump has this immunity where he can do anything.
Correct.
But his people don't.
I know.
So what you think going to happen? It's going to happen for you the same way it's happened for all these other people.
Right.
Is that paycheck worthwhile spending that time in jail?
That's what I was like. I'm like, why would these people subject themselves to this? Oh, it's to have some power.
That's what it is. It's power
gonna,
and money.
I'm going to have the same some power. Stuff. I might have either it briefly, one. But I'm going to have some power.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that, to me, is just it's a crazy game to
but
play.
But they being honest up front, though, like the fact that he wouldn't even answer the question tells me everything I need to know.
Right.
You know, it's like,
yeah, I mean, it's too late now.
If I get a job at the bank,
I'm already in.
And they like, hey, we want you to do security, but hey, would you ever rob this bank? And I'm like, I can't answer that right now.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying? But you know, hey, come on in. We're going to hire you anyway. Yeah.
But you know, that's the way things are going now under the Trump administration. And let me tell you, I take it very seriously being a part of the 92%.
Yeah.
That's the 92% of voting black women who voted for Kamala Harris.
I remember you told me you was taking off to 2028. I remember you
taking off. Let the city burn. Take it off. Let the city burn.
She said it's over.
Look, here's a clip for those of you that didn't get a chance to check out the Senate hearings, the Senate confirmation hearings with Pete Hegseth yesterday. Here's a clip from it so you can get a small idea of how it went.
That's your definition of cleared. You had just fathered a child 2 months before by a woman that was not your wife. I am shocked that you would stand here and say you're completely cleared. Can you so casually cheat on a second wife and cheat on the mother of a child that had been born 2 months before and you tell us you are completely cleared?
Senator,
how is that a complete clear?
Senator, her child's name is Gwendolyn Hope Hegseth. And she's a child of God, and she's 7 years old.
And she was, and you cheated on the mother of that child less than 2 months after that daughter was born, didn't you?
Those were false charges.
Well,
it
no,
was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared. And I am so grateful for the marriage I have to this amazing woman behind me.
You've admitted that you had sex at that hotel in October 2017. You said it was consensual, isn't that correct?
You sound like you talking to Bill Clinton.
You've admitted that it was consensual, and you were still married, and you just had a child by another woman.
Again.
Hey, he's out of control.
Why are you saying it's false charges, though?
Did you get charged for cheating
exactly.
now?
Exactly.
No, he didn't get charged, but bro shows. Hey, man, I beat that case.
Exactly.
Bro, you admitted it. You
said it.
You admitted it. You already admitted it.
It didn't hold up in court, though.
Hey, he's talking like a dude who knows it doesn't matter what y'all say or what y'all do. I'm already in, bro.
And
what you want.
They were saying all about how he's been coached and all that kind of stuff. And here's the thing. Here's the thing with that. Okay, you know, people would say, well, why are they even bringing that up at all? Well, you going to be the one that presses the button when Donald Trump or whoever calls you and tells you they want Greenland.
We try to figure out what your character is like. And if based
exactly.
on this previous behavior, everybody knows
exactly.
this. Previous behavior, not all the time, but a lot of time, does show what your future behavior is right. most likely to be.
And most likely predicted.
And here's the thing. And here's why I get so like just with the whole thing is because it don't matter. The
yeah,
dude,
it's
in his
all
own
show.
Words, showed his character. He's told everybody he's had several issues in the past. He's talking about women not being in the military. Suddenly he changes like a few days before the hearings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. He changes his whole tune that he's had for years.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you got the one center. I can't remember her name. She was a former Marine.
Oh, right.
Who was in combat.
Right.
And she was like giving him a pass.
Like, right.
You're going along with your party.
Yeah.
Why? Because in a couple of years, when you got to run for your office again,
you don't want to be.
You don't want those Trump people against you.
Yeah.
Because if you go against Trump, they're voting against you automatically.
Yeah.
You automatically lost their vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not even going to think about what you did in the past 2 years or how well you did. You can do the best job in the history of the job. They're not going to care. Oh, you went against Trump 2 years ago. You're out.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what?
That's
you're
it.
Also ostracized from your party there. You
Correct.
Know, mm-hmm. in D.C. You're also so you're not going to be invited to the luncheons yeah, or the, not, this, not or the,
party
the
It's party over country.
Yeah.
It, hey, here's,
it's
right
very
now.
Much party
here's
over country.
Here's a quote that he had in his book called The War on Warriors, where he wrote, "We need moms, but not in the military, especially not in combat units."
Right.
This is something he was quoted in saying in his book in 2024. But then 32 days after this all comes out, he says some of our greatest warriors are women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, brother.
He's everywhere. Know, he's all over the place.
Hey, yeah. we don't want y'all in here, but some of y'all are the greatest ones.
Right.
All over the place.
But if I can get rid of you, I will.
And you know what? He's going to do that. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to be done that, you know.
Yeah, already has.
That. It is what it is.
So to me, the Senate confirmations becomes an opportunity for the opposing party to try to at least reveal, here's what's been said, here's what we found out, here's what we know, so that people like us who are watching can at least be aware, here's the person that most likely is going to be the next one in that position.
I mean, but clearly, we've already seen with the big election, that they don't care.
We don't. Yeah,
they don't care about you.
They don't
care about. Look at what all the stuff that Trump did. They don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
So they don't care.
Hey, how many wives has Trump cheated on? All of them.
I'm about to say.
And they don't care.
Everyone.
They don't care.
So what do you don't care about?
I mean,
Pete?
He cheated on the last. I mean, the wife, the current wife.
Yeah, that was some
current first lady, and she didn't care. She had it on her jacket. She said, "I don't really care."
Right. No,
she did have it on the jacket.
She
they did. Do not.
She had it on her parka.
Yes, she did.
Hey, she don't like any. They got the deal. Like, bro, listen, I'm gonna be doing my thing. You do your thing. I
exactly.
don't care.
And she said she wasn't gonna live in the White House.
I want to know who's her boy toy out there.
You know,
he got to get revealed.
Look,
he getting paid too much. He ain't saying nothing.
Who is that? The French president. President Macron?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that who she accidentally, or was it the dude in Canada, and that's why he's resigning? She accidentally signed her first name and his last name to a document.
What?
Oh, you what? Didn't know that? You never heard that before?
No.
Allegedly, Ooh. That happened.
I'm going to have to look that
like,
one up.
That, she was flirting with
you,
some,
you
it was
can't.
Either,
you don't accidentally do that.
It was either the...
you know how you accidentally write a whole nother grown man last name
slip
on yours?
With the pen.
Hey, right. Unless you've been at home writing that in your journal.
Maybe
wow.
she was. You didn't know that.
I didn't know that one. No.
That was...
No.
That was
I'm sorry. We're going to have
that's
to...
That's alleged activity. We're
going to have to let this relationship
don't
go.
Don't wake me, I'm dreaming.
Okay.
No.
Yes,
she's like, oh, baby, that's my husband. No, nope,
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Right. Honey, I'm sure his wife didn't take too kindly either, both of them. But it was either the Canadian president or the French president. I don't remember, but yeah.
Hilarious.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you just never know with that group of folk, right? So, look, we're going to take another break. I want to remind you, we are going to talk about Michelle Obama coming up, but after the break, we're going to have your questions and comments or whatever. Our True Talk and text line, 833-212-1017. You're on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Don't wake me, I'm dreaming. Don't wake me.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my favorite songs.
That's the light-skinned brothers were in back then.
Christopher
Williams,
in there.
I'll be sure.
Light-skinned
brothers were in.
with the curl.
Y'all out now.
With the curl.
You're checking out another award-winning edition of Truth Be Told, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I'm Bailey Coleman, and with me this morning as guest hosts as well, Tony Smith and Jay English.
Hey,
gentlemen,
good morning.
How are you?
Man, I'm doing well. I'm over here having a good time. Y'all got me laughing. It's a little warm in here. I'm feeling good.
A little warm?
A
little
warm.
Because it's
cold
outside.
Bro.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold outside.
If you don't know, you better bundle up because it's cold out there.
Boy,
it was
just
like
getting out there,
four when I was coming in. It was 4 degrees.
Damn. I don't even understand that. Why we live here? What is happening?
It's so nice in the summer.
That's the only for them 2.5 months.
You know, and
you know
this
what?
Is a good opportunity to give my shout out. I'm here because I work here in the winter.
Yeah,
with Marquette. So I'm doing the games, commentating on the games on the radio.
Okay.
And we got a big win last night. It wasn't a big win. It was DePaul.
Okay.
DePaul's not very good, but they gave us a game, went in overtime, which is not supposed to. But you know, a win is a win, so we'll take it. But that's why I'm here.
A W is a W.
That's why I'm here over the winter. Cause I'm working over the winter here.
You leave in the summer? You go somewhere else?
So
see, but he was saying it was so cool.
Right, right.
The season starts November, right?
Yeah.
So we know the summer here is beautiful.
Right.
So up until 1st of October, I leave town because that's when it can be shaky in October.
It can be shaky, yeah.
October shaky. I'm out. I'm going to Arizona.
Oh, man.
For the month of October.
You're cheating, bro.
Okay. And I come back in November when the season starts.
Yes.
Okay.
Take the season through March Madness, beginning of April, which also can be very rainy.
Yep.
50.
We might get some snow.
I'm out again for the whole month of
April.
I'm
trying to be like you, Tony, when I grow up. Okay. I need to get to your level.
I'll come back here in May. May is still like whatever, but it's a lot better than April.
Yeah.
So I come back in May and then start to hopefully at least it's 60 degrees here. So I got 2 months in Arizona.
We did not have like this. I mean, it's treacherous now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you think about it, there really wasn't any snow significantly until after Christmas, right? And we still haven't really had.
Yeah,
no, we haven't really had snow.
It ain't done how it can do here.
It's hard to do that when it's 4 degrees.
Well.
I wonder how much, because I remember I was talking to one of my guys who worked for the city. He was telling me that. It's like when it snows and they have to do the trucks and all that, it's like $1 million every time it snows.
Wow.
Even the preparation for it to snow.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
And it was 1 year, kind of like this year, where it didn't snow a lot. He said they had so much extra cash because of that. They got to be having that now. It's like, what is it, January, what?
Yeah, January almost, 15th.
It's mid-January, and we still haven't got pummeled.
Oh, yeah. You know, February is sitting in the back waiting, though.
Yeah, yes, you know
February
that.
Be sitting in the back like, yeah, just wait till I show up.
Well, yeah. This will probably be some this month. It's so dang cold right now.
Yeah.
Can't even snow. It's too cold to snow.
I can do without this.
Okay. So getting back to our topic this morning.
Go ahead, Bailey. Jump into it.
The hearings. The Senate confirmation hearings. Now, you know what? I'm used to this. I'm used to them getting into people like that because they should. Because it, like you were saying earlier, Jay, it's a question of character, especially when they start asking about, you know, you cheating on your spouse and this and that.
Yeah.
And how many wives have you had? And, you know, because that goes into the questions about your character.
Yeah, decision making.
Exactly.
Commitment.
You can't make good decisions.
Yes.
You can't stick to doing what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Your word hasn't meant anything.
Correct.
And I mean, and then the other part about that they were questioning him about is his alleged alcoholism.
Oh, yeah. He's drunk all the time.
Alleged.
Well, when your coworkers say you come in a little tossed in the morning, and then, you come in the morning.
And he said, anonymous accusations, he said, or something like that.
Right, anonymous.
And then the dude was like, no, these aren't anonymous. These are your coworkers. Right. They have names.
They put names on it.
They have names. It's not anonymous. And he still tried to say it.
He said, I beat them charges too. That brother.
Yeah, I mean, those types of things go back to your character.
Yeah.
And what you, I mean, do you want somebody that's tossed up?
I mean,
halfway tossed
personally,
up,
I don't, but it feels like a lot of our folks do like
that's because
this stuff.
Not our
folks. It's so partisan right now.
I'm confused.
Problem.
So I still look, and maybe I got an old school view of it. I look at politicians and people in high officials. I look at them and say, would I want you teaching my daughter? Would I want you to be a role model for her? Would I point to you and say, hey, that's somebody I want you to be like? If the answer is no, I struggle to vote for you.
Look,
you ain't voting for nobody then.
Brother, it's hard.
I know it is.
It's hard.
It is. It is. From our True Talk and Text line, I'm on the YouTube. DVJ said, it's all about white privilege.
I was having a talk with somebody the other day, and we were talking about white privilege. But basically, we're talking about all privilege, right?
Mm-hmm.
We certainly know there's white privilege. You know, you get some people who I talk to, some white people. White friends, and they struggle with admitting because maybe they don't have a lot of money. But that, it ain't about how much money you get.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. That's not what white privilege is about. But I tried to tell him, I go, listen, unfortunately, you have, like, as a white person, there's certain things you don't have to worry about. That's white privilege.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, like, I can admit I have athlete privilege. Like, I'm a former athlete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People know me. I get certain privileges.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what, I'm not going to deny them. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be mad at them. I'm not giving myself privileges. It's, other people are giving me privileges because of that. So I'm not, it is what it is.
Right.
So, pretty girls in the society, they have a privilege, a certain privilege, right?
Okay.
Rich guys in society have a certain privilege. There's, everybody's got certain
kind
of privileges.
And you've got dual privileges because not only are you a former NBA player, but you're on the radio. There's a privilege.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of different types of privileges.
And
believe it or not, there are black privileges too. I know y'all like, what?
Well, I look at privileges based on, like, who's running that place, that organization,
right,
that country, whatever the environment is. You're going to have privilege if you know how to operate in that, or if you grew up in the culture and you're used to how it works.
Right.
I 100% agree with that.
Right.
And I should be able to look at that and say I have a privilege when I go into certain places based on who I am and what I know.
Right.
We should be able to admit that. My problem is when folks can't admit it.
Right, yeah. That's what I say.
Or like, people paint it as shady when you have a privilege in a certain area, but they're accustomed to autonomous privilege, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they, you know, they paint your privilege as shade, like it's not good or it's something, there's something wrong with, you know, being black and going to a black establishment and feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Like, that ain't my
fault.
Those
are simple privileges, but yes.
Okay.
It's not my fault. Let's go to the Truth Talk and text line. Ryan. Ryan, how you doing? You're on Truth Be Told with Bailey, Tony, and Jay. What's your question or comment?
Comment on, like, you know, what the topic is, sort of like, you know, what everybody's attention is and everything. Oh, by the way, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Like, you know, everybody's attention is being diverted and everything, you know, with TikTok and all this other stuff. There's this guy named Ryan Taylor. He has a page on YouTube called Taylor House Publishing, and he talks about situations that's kind of getting swept under the rug that mainstream media don't talk about, like mistreatment of black people and injustices and strange situations like JVon McGee. Again, his name is Ryan Taylor of Taylor House Publishing. I would highly advise people to start looking in and supporting him because what he does is amazing, and he could use some support that gets exhausting. Have a nice day, everybody.
All right. You have a good day, too.
Exhausting.
Let's take another one from the Truth Talk and text line. If you want to get in on this conversation, the number is 833-212-1017. That's talk or text. So you can call us or you can text us. All right. Al, what's good? You're on Truth Be Told with Bailey, Tony, and Jay. What's your question or comment?
I respect people when they come out and say, I am who I am, and I'll do it again. But when you are a red-eyed drunk, who sits at the table with your eyes red? Yes, when their eyes is red as the devil, they falling asleep with saliva coming out their mouth and probably urinating because they done drunk so much slack liquor and some of them been bled out the rear end because their hemorrhoids couldn't take it. That is not a type of pipe. That is not the type of person who should be over anything dealing with a red button because you know drunks like to fight.
Ooh.
Then they call you the next day and say they apologize.
Mm.
And a drunk like that, and he's an unstable drunk. Mm. This whole city will go down because somebody done brought him Mad Dog 2020 while I was rolling a Marlboro cigarette.
Not the Mad Dog and the Marlboro.
And that Heisman gin.
Oh.
We don't condone that, but we would condone your truth. If you said I'm a drunk and I'm going to be a drunk, when I press it, people probably will stand on. But when you sit here and act like you don't, he probably was coming down from a hangover right then when he was sitting there. Because you know drunks, they skin dry out real fast. He do not need to be
He was ashy up there?
It came for his skin.
Oh, man.
Have a good one.
Al, I love you, Al.
Al sent us right to break.
Hey.
I love
Take care, Al. Love you, too.
Al came in shooting everybody. That brother, look.
He pulled out.
Man.
Cow.
Pew, 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 pew.
Wasn't ready.
Woo! Wait a minute.
Hey.
Okay, look, we got to go. We got to take a break. But before we do that, I want to let you know that the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is proud, the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. The Milwaukee Panthers continue their homestand tonight as they welcome or welcome in the Horizon League Conference foe, the Youngstown State Penguins. Scott Juarez has the coverage tonight starting at 6:30 on 101.7 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off time is 7 o'clock. We'll be back with more on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
It started with a prediction.
We'll go out there and play basketball and win.
And how many games?
Six.
You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah. Around, I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep our hips in check. Cause what they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass wide don't matter.
My pocket's getting fatter.
Okay, see. 101.7 The Truth. You're checking out another episode of Truth Be Told. Bailey Coleman, Tony Smith, and Jay English. Let me get this out right here. Truth Nation. MLK is approaching. Martin Luther King Day is approaching, and we're excited to partner with the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee and the Marcus Performing Arts Center to celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On Monday, January 20th, our Truth team will kick off the MLK celebration with a broadcast of Jamming with Juice live from the YMCA's 28th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast Celebration at the Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. The Marcus Performing Arts Center will continue the celebration from 1 to 6 p.m. with the Tori Lowe Show and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We will be broadcasting live from the Marcus Performing Arts Center's 41st annual Martin Luther King Jr. birthday celebration. Come celebrate the legacy of Dr. King and the award-winning 101.7 The Truth all day long. That's what I'm talking about. And you know what? I got to tell you, shout out to Martha Love and the whole King Steering Committee. That celebration started off as the mayor's Martin Luther King Jr. Really? Celebration years ago when Mayor Norquist was here. And you know what? It has done nothing but grow into an even bigger celebration. You know, you should also know that that is one of the longest standing Martin Luther, if not the longest Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in the country.
That's awesome.
So, and Martha Love has done amazing work with it. And I mean, and it represents, you know, almost everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Not just simply we as African Americans, but I mean, you see Forest County, Pottawatomie, and all these different organizations of people involved with this. That's amazing, awesome. Wonderful to see.
Hats off to you, Martha. You know, wonderful job.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So y'all make sure y'all go check that out. It's absolutely free too. You take the family.
Okay.
Go on in there and celebrate. Because I know sometimes people have a hard time. I mean, what do you do as a celebration for King Day? Right, exactly. So this is a great opportunity to go.
Not a whole lot.
Go. I mean, look at it as a day of service. If you can volunteer, do that. But you can also be a part of this program. Yeah. So anyway.
Love that.
Love that, too. Love that, too. Woo! Al left our whole conversation on fire.
Al brought
here.
All the smoke in here.
He
that brother.
All the, you know, y'all don't want the smoke from Al. Don't get on Al's wrong side.
Al, you that energetic at 7:45 a.m., brother.
Man.
That's impressive.
Okay. As a matter of fact, we're going
to
go back to the Truth Talk and text line. Jules is on there. Jules, I hope I'm saying your name right. You're on Truth Be Told.
Jules from Pulp Fiction.
Okay, stop. You are on Truth Be Told with Tony J and Bailey. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning. I have a comment. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that speaking on these nominees that we're seeing being trotted out there, we can be as outraged as we want about these individuals. But the truth is, once they make it to those hearings, they're pretty much in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I would just wanted to observe that unscrupulous people have exploited Americans' ignorance, Americans' apathy, and America's tribalism to gain power. And these are white supremacists. I think that we shouldn't make any mistakes about it. Every hour, America grows browner. And there are some people who are nervous about that. And that, frankly, there are some people who are angry about that. People like Trump have exploited that fear and that anger and hate, frankly, in order to gain power. And so I think that, you know, I think that we're going to see the consequences of that. They have gone on rant and rave about DEI and their anti-DEI crusades and how it puts people who are undeserving and talk about their meritocracy and all that type of stuff. And so when the Boeing planes come apart, they blame it on DEI. It must be some black folks putting them planes together, or the wildfires in Los Angeles. Oh, they got a woman, a fire chief, those sorts of things. Meanwhile, you can't make this stuff up, the irony. They trot out some of the most unfit and unqualified nominees for some of America's most consequential
government truth
agencies.
Right there.
And mm-hmm. I think that we're going to pay a price for that. Think about the pandemic and COVID, and then now we got somebody like RFK in charge. Think about things like the September 11th terror attacks and you know, the bombing of the World Trade Center, and now we got like someone like Cash Patel and Pam Bondi, who are going to be carrying out Donald Trump's retribution agenda. Meanwhile, America will be vulnerable. You talk about the Pete Hegseths of the world. Them tattoos on it is just not just Christian tattoos. If you look into the history of that, it's some scary Aryan nation type of stuff going on there. So he's going to rain down some fury on the global stage against, guess what, black and brown people. So there's going to be some consequences. The chicken going to come home to roost, and then Americans who have been apathetic, ignorant, and tribalistic about and allow these people to get in power, I think we're all going to pay a price for that at the end. I just wanted to say that, y'all.
All right. Thanks. We appreciate your comments.
Yeah. You know, he said a lot of good stuff. He said a lot of good stuff in there, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, like the last thing he was talking about, you know, that there's going to be a price to pay.
Yeah.
Right.
The problem is, and my fear is that these people are so uninformed that they're not going to care.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to care. You know, or they're going to be told by their party, by the Hegseths, by the Trumps, by they're going to be told by the GOP that it's somebody else's fault.
Of course.
Although we are in power, we got everything now.
Right.
We got everything now.
They had that before.
Yeah. We're in total power.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going, when it goes bad, something's wrong, it's going to be somebody else's fault.
Absolutely. It's always
and
somebody else's fault.
Their party is going to, the people he's talking about who don't know why they're putting these people in power, but like you said, they got this fear.
Right.
That, the country's getting too dark.
Yep.
And Trump played that like mm-hmm. a fiddle, played them like a fiddle, and they're not going to even understand what's going on.
They're not.
Because they don't understand what's going on now.
All right, guys, we got to jump in here and go to break. You're on 101.7 The Truth. Hey, when we come back, we'll talk more. We'll get Tyrone on the phone. We're going to talk more about the Senate confirmation hearings. Definitely going to talk about Michelle Obama.
Tyrone.
Okay. That's coming your way next on 101.7 The Truth. Truth be told.